Okay, the very beginning of Toldos, the first pasuk needs explanation. Rashi already deals with it. Rashi openly spells out what the question is. Yeah, that looks right. Ve'ela Toldos Yitzchak ben Avram, Avram hoylidus Yitzchak. Seems to be totally repetitious, and these are the children of Yitzchak, the son of Avram, and then Avram gave birth to Yitzchak. Now, if you tell me this is Yitzchak, the son of Avram, then I should hope Avram gave birth to Yitzchak. I don't need the repetition. So, let's see what it says over here. We'll see if the Midrash goes on that question, if it tries to explain that question. Ve'ele told us Yitzchak ben Avram. So the Midrash begins, Gil yogil avit tzadik, v'yilvoled chocham yisamach bo. It says there is a gil yogil, a double joy for the father of a tzaddik. Why is there a double joy? When the tzaddik will be born, there is great joy. There's a lot of nachas. And if he is the father of a tzaddik, we'll see what the two joys are. One joy is that the father of a tzaddik has joy when he gives birth to a child. Now, what are the two joys? The fact is the father's a tzaddik, that's joyous, and that he has a son following in his footsteps is joyous. That's what I would say. I don't know if I'm right yet, but that's what it looks like.
How do we know he's a tzaddik when he was just
born? Okay, that's a good question. How do we know? Well, maybe we'll find out. Maybe the joy we feel at the time of the birth is greater than what it normally would be, and the reason is because this is a tzaddik. We'll see. We'll see. There is a little point over here to be made that I might get to, but that's a good question. Gila achar gila, there's joy after joy, bizman shehatzadik nolad. When a tzaddik is born, there is joy after joy. Now, it says like this, but he's going to give an introduction that's going to show you that that's not always so simple. That doesn't always happen. Sometimes there's a contrast. Vayehi bimei Ochaz. It was in the days of Ochaz. So what does it mean? Ochaz was the father of Chizkiah, who was a great tzaddik, and he was the son of Yosam, who was a great tzaddik. But the sandwich, in the middle of the sandwich, Ochaz was not a tzaddik. He was a rasha. He knew better, and he was a king, and he knew better, as I said. He went into the Kodesh HaKodoshim to try to bring a ketores, and he had a tzaras. As a result, he had leprosy. He wasn't a tzaddik. But it says like this, Vayehi, very often the Midrash says, means Vayhai, woe and woe, ochen vei. Unfortunate. It means that there is a lashon of tzara. Often when it says vayihi, that denotes something oppressive. So Omar Rabbi Hoshia, Omru malachi hasharis lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The king, the angel said before the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, Ribon kol ha'olam, and master of all of the universes. Vay shemolach ochos. Woe is it that Ochaz is the king? He's a rasha. He's not a very good person. But it says there two things. It says he's the son of Yosam and the son of Uzziyahu, who were both tzaddikim. So Omar Lohen, so Hashem says back to the Malachim, Ben Yosam hu va'aviv tzaddik. He is the son of Yosam. And Yosam's father was also a tzaddik, Uzziyahu. Veini yochol lifshit es yodi boy. I can't stretch out my hand. I can't harm Ochaz because of who his father was and who his grandfather was. So when a tzaddik is born to a tzaddik, there is a great joy. And even if the third generation doesn't follow along, that joy prevents Hashem, as it were, from taking any action against the third generation. It's Olam Hazeh.
So it's three generations, Yosem, Achaz, and
Yechizkiah. Mm-hmm. Well, no. Achaz, Yosem, and Uzziah. Yechizkiah was later. This is Yosem after two generations. Now, the question, though, is, we started off with one joy after another. Why are we bringing in this issue about Achaz now? That was impaired. Achaz was not such a nachas. His father and his grandfather were. But why are we bringing up Achaz at this time? He's not directly connected here. So in Yedei Moshe, he explains the reason. And he says that even where there shouldn't have been a tremendous joy because of Achaz, there was still a joy after a joy because his father and grandfather were tzaddikim. So that's basically what he wants over here, according to Yedei Moshe. He's showing added emphasis, more or less as we said, even though there's one joy after another sometimes, but sometimes that joy after a joy is impaired by a third generation, but the joy following a joy does protect the other generation that doesn't live up to its precedence. V'yivoled chacham yismach bo. Now the Midrash is going to talk about the second part of the pasuk in Mishlei. It says if a chacham is born, the father will rejoice with him. So Reb Levi says something. I don't know exactly how this fits together, but he says, minayin atoimer, how do you know? From where do you say shekol mi sheyish lo ben yogea batora shehu mismalei olav rachmim? That if a person has a son who toils in Torah, he will be filled of compassion for the son. So Talmud Lomer, and then he has another pasuk, Bini, my son, im chacham libcho yismach libi gamani. If your mind, if your heart rejoices, so bye-bye, thereby heart will also rejoice. Now, rachmim over here doesn't mean normal compassion. It means love, that he's full of love for his son. Now, the point is, what is his proof? Why does he need this pasuk of Bini im chacham libcha? It said already that Yivoled Chacham Yismach Bo. You're bringing another pasuk that says the same thing. Why is that? Now, according to the Marzav, he says that this Talmud Lomar, the pasuk, should really be the pasuk we had before, Yivoled Chacham Yismach Bo. And that this pasuk of Miriam Chacham Libcha, he says there's an error in the text over here. And he brings that the Yalkut also says the same thing. And he brings that this pasuk is basically from the next Manda Omar, as we'll see. The pasuk Miriam Chacham Libcha will belong with the next midrash, and only over there. That's what the Marzava wants to say. Okay, now, Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh Omer, Ein li yelo levoviv shel basar v'dam. Now we're going to come to something that Shlomi might have raised before. Here it's talking about the compassion or the love that emanates from a human father. Your biological father is full of rachmim when you have a son who's a yogei abatoira, who toils in Torah. Minayin, how do we know? Here it says sha'afilu. I don't know why you need sha'afilu, but he says sha'afilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu mismalei rachmim olav b'shoshu yogei abatoira. How do I know that Hashem is filled with compassion or with love for one's child at the time that his child toils in learning? So here we have the pasuk of Yismach Libi Gamani. Talmud Lomar Yismach Libi Gamani. Also I, and also always includes somebody. So it's not only the father to the son, it's Hashem also is included. And this is the Ruach HaKodesh, according to the Radal. On the top here, Reb David Luria says, that's the Ruach HaKodesh that's speaking, who's saying, Yismach Libi Gam Ani, I'll also be full of rejoicing. Okay. Now here it seems it's adding, Gila achar Gila we already had. You give birth to a tzaddik, there's joy after joy, which could have meant there is the birth of the child is joyful. When later on he was a tzaddik, we find out that there was a double joy over here. Later on, there's a joy after a joy, can even mean sequentially, that in sequence, at birth there's Gila. Later on, the child develops into a tzaddik, there's also gila. You could read it that way if you want. It doesn't mean one is compounded immediately on the other, but it means one gila follows another gila. Now this gila achar gila here is suggested in Yefei Tovar, I think it should be Dover Acher, or no, the Yidei Moshe says that this should be gila achar gila. So here we're going to say there isn't a gila achar gila when the son eventually is an ochas. The gila achar gila is only when the sons are tzaddikim. So that's gila achar gila here, bisman shehu tzaddik ben tzaddik, when he's a tzaddik ben tzaddik. And that he says, Eila told us Yitzchak ben Avram, that there are two things over here. There's the told us of Yitzchak ben Avram, and Avram holidus Yitzchak. That's how I learn it, at least. That it means that basically we have a double language, and the double language is to show that there's Gila Achar Gila. There was Yitzchak ben Avram, but Avram holidus Yitzchak, to say that Yitzchak was a son, was a tzaddik like Avram. So there was two Gilas. What? Avram was a gila, he was a tzaddik, and then when Yitzchak, the son of a tzaddik, was born, that's a double gila because of who Yitzchak will become and who Avram is.
And Yaakov is a triple gila then?
Probably is, or he's hachut hamishulash, he's the triple pronged thread that doesn't get severed. You could say that, although the Midrash isn't going that far over here, but one could say that. Now here comes a very famous Midrash. At least the second part of it is. Okay. Let's see Midrash base. Here in a second. Okay. The Pasuk says in Mishlei also, Ateras Sikanim B'nei Vonim, the crown of elders are their children's children. So the Midrash here says that it says again Yitzchak ben Avram, and then it repeats Avram, Holidus Yitzchak. We have the same repetition. So the thing is, we're going to see that each the messages, each one is crowned by the other. Ha'avos, we'll see what that means soon. Ha'avos ha'torah la'bonim, v'ha'bonim ha'torah la'avos. The fathers are a crown for the sons, and sons are a crown for their fathers. Sometimes children are very proud. They have a father who's accomplished in whatever, probably usually in Torah, and this is their crown. This is who their father is. That's one way. But it also works the other way, that the children, when they go in the proper derech, they are a crown for their fathers. So the father is a crown for children, that the children bask in his radiance, in his greatness, and their pride for him. And he is also, when he basks in their pride, they are his crown. So ha'ofas ha'torah labonim, how do I know that the fathers are looked upon as a crown for the children? So that's a pasuk, shenemar v'siferes ponim avosam. It says, the glory of the children is their father. Habonim atorah la'avos. The sons are a crown to the father, because it says, ateres zekenim b'nevonim. The pasuk we started with, that the crown of the elderly is their sons of the sons, is the third generation. Now, so what this basically means is that Yitzchak was crowned with the fact that he was the son of Avram, and Avram was crowned with the fact that he was the one who fathered Yitzchak. So there was a crown for both, and that's why both are enumerated separately. Now, here I don't know what Reb Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak is coming to answer, but I think his question is, we know earlier in the Chumash that Yitzchak is the son of Avram. So now so the main thing over here is, who the toldos of Yitzchak are? Why digress? These are the children of Yitzchak ben Avram. No, who are they? No, Avram olidus Yitzchak. Avram gave birth to Yitzchak. No, who are the children of Yitzchak? Then already we get to Yitzchak's story. Why don't we go straight to Yitzchak's story? That here the toldos of Yitzchak ben Avram. Yitzchak was 40 years old when he married Rivka, and then he didn't have children. She was barren, and then she was pregnant, and the whole story. Why do we need this introduction, this itinerary that there's Yitzchak ben Avram? This isn't relevant anymore about Avram. What's relevant is who's coming after Yitzchak. We know Yitzchak emanated from Avram. So I believe that Reb Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak is going to answer that question and say why it is that when we really should get straight to the point and speak about Yaakov, we're bringing in Avram. Why is that? So Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak, this part of the Midrash is a very well-known Midrash Omar, says, Avram lo nitzal mikivshan ha'esh, Ela b'schus shel Yaakov. The only reason Avram was rescued from the furnace was in the merit of Yaakov. Because there was going to be a Yaakov coming from Avram, that's why Avram was rescued. Had there not been a Yaakov emanating from Avram, he wouldn't have been rescued. Now what that means, we'll see soon. We'll see in one of the Perushim what that means. But that's what it's saying. As great as Avram Avinu was, he would have perished in the oven of Nimrod. But since Hashem knew that Yaakov Avinu has to come and emanate from Avram, that's why Avram was spared. That's what it says. That's a big wow. And we'll see a little bit about it. But first I want to see what the Midrash says. Moshal, this is analogous, le'echad shahoya lo din lifnei hashilton. Somebody had judgment, he was in judgment before the rulership, before the authorities. And v'yotzadinei melefnei hashilton lisarif. The decision of the rulership was, as der mensch muss verbrennt werden, that person has to be burnt. Got to dump him into a fire. However, v'tzofa oisei hashilton bastrologia shelo. Right? Not that hard. Astrologia. I don't know what that means. Anyway, the rulership looked in the astrology up to the stars, and they saw in his astrology shehu osid lohelid bas v'hinisis lamelech. This fellow who's already past death row, he's by the death itself, past the row, he is going to have, gaze at the stars, his stars read, he's going to have a daughter who's fit for the king to be the king's son, or will be the king's son. Will marry the king's son, I mean. Yeah, I'm asleep. Kach Avram yotza dinay melefnei Nimrod lisarif. The same way Avram Avinu's judgment before Nimrod was to be burnt in the furnace. But, and he would have been burnt. What suggests that he should have been rescued? And we'll see why not. Why wouldn't Avram Avinu have had a miracle with his own merit? We'll talk about that soon. V'tzofa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sheyakov Osid Lamud Mimenu. Hashem already saw, as it were, he foresaw, that Yaakov will be born from Avram Avinu, his son's son. So he said, I can't kill Avram Avinu. Omar said, Hashem, Kedai hu Avram shli notzel b'schusei shel Yaakov. Avram Avinu is worth being rescued in the merit of Yaakov. That's what it says. It's a pasuk. Lochin, therefore, ko amar Hashem el Beis Yaakov asher bota es Avram. So Hashem says to Beis Yaakov that redeemed Avram. And so he darshens it, just taking the Yaakov asher poda, Yaakov redeemed Avram. Yaakov poda es Avram. It means the schus, but, or the fact that he will be here. He doesn't have a schus yet, because he wasn't born yet. But still, I mean, what you're saying is true. The merit of who Yaakov Avinu will be, that rescued Avram even before Yaakov was born. So, that's the Lashon Beis Yaakov asher poda es Avram. Hashem's message to Beis Yaakov is that I redeemed Avram, meaning I redeemed Avram in your merit. Now, what does that mean? So anyway, the drash is that the crown of the elders are the children's children, because the children's children are the ones who rescue their grandfather. That's the Yifei Toar. And Yitzchak wasn't about to be thrown into a furnace. Avram was. We'll find out. Stay tuned. We're going to try to resolve that. Well, although even without knowing, we can give a reason for that. But yeah, yes.
So now we're going to come full circle here. So now this is the original question about why we born in Avram Avinu, because Yaakov shaft.
That's right. He shaft Avram. That's right. That's right. That's the way the question is answered. Very good. That's what we were going to say. But that's right. Yeah, it's fine. That's fine. That's true. That question that we started off with, why Avram Avinu was brought into the picture here, he's already history at this time. He's brought in because Avram Avinu's purpose of existence, of rescue, is this parsha with Yaakov. That's what's answered. Now, you could say without knowing anything, I really should answer that up front. Why is it in Yaakov's chus and not in Yitzchak's? So the answer is Klal Yisrael was completed by Yaakov via the Shvatim. He was the one who set up the Shvatim, and that consolidated the Klal Yisrael. There were no Avos after Yaakov, because Yaakov made the Shvatim. So that's why it's in the S'chus of Yaakov. What can you ask? Doesn't matter. No. You see, the reason that didn't happen, you have to go a little bit into basic Kabbalah for that. Avraham Avinu was the Midah of Chesed, and which is Rachmim. Then Yitzchak was Din. Now Rachmim and Din came together, each one independently. The world doesn't go. The blend of the two was Yaakov, was Tiferes. And Tiferes is the blend of Din and Rachmim, of judgment and compassion. And so you needed Yaakov to make that culmination. He combined both of Avram and of Yitzchak, and he made Tiferes. That's with Torah. Torah is the first. Right. Mm-hmm, that's right. That's true. Torah is the Tiferes. Now, why was it that Avraham Avinu wasn't rescued or fit to be rescued by himself? Why did he need Yaakov Avinu's chus? So, the thing is like this. Here the Yefei Torah speaks about that. And he asks, why wasn't Avraham Avinu, as I go along, I'll just translate it. Why wasn't Avraham Avinu rescued in his own merit? So he says, because those are the ways of God, that people who are ready to give their lives on Kiddush Hashem aren't rescued. Because the whole agenda of Kiddush Hashem is to give your life, not only to be ready and be sure that you're going to be rescued, but you're ready to give your life. And that is the greatest, most perfect tov that a person can have, is giving his life for Kiddush Hashem. Like Rabbi Akiva said, he was looking forward, when will I have that opportunity? And that he quotes the Akedas Yitzchak, says that too. So therefore, and he says, Rabbi Akiva and his colleagues weren't rescued, exactly like we said, because Hashem wants those to die al Kiddush Hashem. You'll say there were miracles. Hashem rescued the brothers Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah from the furnace. But that was, says the Yefei Tohar here, that was to break certain crookedness that was there at that time for Avodah Zorah. So Hashem had to do something drastic. Also, Yoshua Kohen Gadol also was rescued so that there shouldn't be a congregation. He shouldn't die together with sinners. Daniel was saved from the lion's den because also to show that he was to show the Kiddush Hashem that those who served Avodah Zorah couldn't prevail. So there were certain times that Hashem had reasons to rescue someone with miracles. But that's not the norm. So unless there was a good reason to save Avram, he would have gone, he would have been dead.
Not that he didn't have
schusim,
he had
schusim. He had schusim, but schusim don't help when you're burnt alive. And the best tov would have been if you die. That's the ultimate Kiddush Hashem. So why was Avraham Avinu not killed? Answer is, it wasn't the schus of Yaakov. That would come out. And he would make the completion of the Klal Yisrael. So that's what it is. And the drash over here is El Beis Yaakov Asher Poda Es Avram. Avram isn't relevant. The main idea is that Beis Yaakov was rescued. It could have been Ko Amar Hashem El Asher Poda Es Beis Yaakov. if it's going on God, what do you need? Beisyakov Asher Poda, Esavrom. We don't need the Esavrom. Okay. So that's what we have over here. Then Dovaracher, they will go back to the Midrash. He has another alternate pshat here. Ateres Sekenim B'nei Vonim, he says, Veile told us Yitzchak ben Avram that the crown of the elders are the children of the children is on our parsha. We had introductions that are generally great, but they weren't directly on our parsha. But here we have one, the children of Yitzchak ben Avram. So that explains automatically. We already spoke it out, but here it's the Midrash's turn to tell us that the question is answered. That's why it had to mention Yitzchak ben Avram, because Avram Avinu is, rather, because the crown of the elder of Avram came with the second generation, not immediately following him, the Yitzchak, but the next generation, Yaakov Avinu. He was the Bnei Bonim, he was the son of the son that was the crown of Avram. Why? Because he was the one, even without talking about why Avram Avinu was rescued from the furnace, even sidestepping that issue, it was the fact that Yaakov is the one who completed the Shvatim. He made the Shvatim and he completed the Klal Yisrael. So the effort that was ingested by Avram Avinu to live the proper life following Hashem was crowned with his grandson. That's basically what it's saying here. Okay. Now here the Midrash says, we'll have, I think, time to do this Midrash. Then we'll see further. Avram Nikra Avram, says the Midrash. Avram originally was called Avram, and later he was called Avram. Right, the hay was added. I'm sorry?
We're just talking about it.
Now, it's explained to say that today that we read Avraham, so even in the scripture where it says Avram, we will have a force of habit to say Avraham. Because Avram is Avram. Where am I?
We're allowed to say Avram, though.
Yeah, if you're reading it, you have to say Avram. If you're learning the Torah, you have to say Avram, where it says Avram. Dichsivus is written, Vela told us Yitzchak ben Avram, Avram. These are the children of Yitzchak ben Avram. Avram, which means even what was done to Avram, we say Avraham. This is another Midrash. Yeah, this is not from that. No, this isn't on the basis of that, of B'nai Vanim. Yeah, I did that. I'm past that now. Avram Nikra Avram. I'm in Gimel.
Oh, but my measures have the Gimel. Still haven't B'nai Vanim.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, we don't have that case.
Okay.
Yeah, there are different curses. What do you have? You have with the Anafim, Anaf Yosef, and the Anafim makes it a little different than this Midrash. Yeah, it's probably Anafim.
Right.
Yeah, and Gimel.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I have it at the end of base. I have it at the end of base. Yeah, the breakdown is different, but it makes more sense because Gimel isn't going to go on to that Pasuk. So it's a new thing. Yeah. Yeah, it's not connected, but yeah.
Avram became Avraham.
Yeah, it was called Avram, which means even if later you refer to the times in the Chumash when he's called Avram, we say Avraham those times. Not when you're leaning in the Torah, but we call him Avram. That's the difference. That's what the Marzav here explains. No, there's no issue. The only issue is, I'm sorry?
Is later on, when he became Avram.
You shouldn't say Avram. That's true. You can say Mogen Avraham. The hay is still there. You're not saying Mogen Avraham. Mogen Avraham.
Avraham.
Yeah, I mean, you have in mind the hay. Maybe you're not. Yeah. Okay. So you swallow it. You know. Yeah. Right. It won't heal a sinus, but you know, it's not so bad. Okay, so Avram was called Avram. Then he says a chiddush here, Yitzchak nikra Avraham.
Wow.
Right? W-O-W. It doesn't say that in my midrash, but you're right anyway. Yitzchak is called Avram. Now, where did we get that from? This is a bomb of a drash, and I don't know why he needs it. Dichsi ve'ela told us Yitzchak ben Avram, Avram. You can read it. If you read it like that, these are the children of Yitzchak ben Avram. Who is the children of Yitzchak ben Avram? Avram. What does he want with that, though? We put it together the way the Midrash wanted us to, but what's the point of that comment? What is that point? That's a good question. What is that telling me over here? What is that answering? What's that explaining? Once you say it, Nu Yashukayach, what does that mean? Okay, we're gonna have to see. What it means probably is that Yitzchak ingested in himself spiritually all of the attributes of Avraham Avinu. So since he's a continuation of Avraham Avinu, he could be referred to as Avraham. It's possible. I don't know if that's pshat, but he probably was all of the above. That wasn't his main strength.
I mean, our father's name.
According to this, you're saying that whatever mileage Yitzchak had, that was an addition to what he yashin from his father.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Avraham Avinu had Torah too, but he was most excelling for the world in chesed. Let's see, Yitzchak Nikra Shmo Yisrael, Yaakov Nikra Shmo Yisrael, Yaakov was called Yisrael, as it says, Lo Yaakov Yomer Od Shimcha Kiyim Yisrael. Not Yaakov shall further be called your name, your name will be called Yisrael. That's what the Malach, Esav's Malach said to him. Now what about Yitzchak? Nikra Shmo Yisrael, Yitzchak is also called Yisrael. How do you know that? Tchsiv, Veilesh Mos Bnei Yisrael, Haboim Mitzrayma Eis Yaakov. This is the name of the Bnei Yisrael who come to Mitzrayim. And it says Eis Yaakov, Yaakov, which the Rosh Hashanah takes out. And he says it's Yaakov Uvonov. And Yaakov Uvonov, and that's basically what's here. Yeah, it's the pasuk. It's not this pasuk. It's a pasuk of Yaakov Uvonov. Now, what's that have to do with saying that Yitzchak is called Yaakov?
Yeah.
That pasuk doesn't have any connection either. That Yitzchak should be called Yaakov or Yisrael. Yeah, but what's that have to do with Yitzchak? Yitzchak's not there. Okay, it's time for Mincha, I believe, and so maybe tomorrow we'll resolve it. Maybe we won't.